Dictation for Elna, E-L-N-A, Wilder, W-I-L, D as in David, E-R, July 1138, address as a letter, Dr. Sarve Pali, S-A-R, D as in Victor, E-P-A-L-L-I, Masonic Horn, 466-3008. Dear Dr. Sarve Pali, consultation, Mrs. Wilder, Elna, 87-year-old lady, for abnormal kidney function. She is a resident Masonic home for the last 1 year, previously was living alone, comes in a wheelchair but also uses a walker, does not like the Masonic home food. There has been 30 pounds weight loss. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, no abdominal pain, isolated diarrhea probably once every 10 days, no blood melena. She blames to lactose intolerance. Denies changes in urination, good volume, no infection, cloudiness, or blood. There has been recurrent urinary tract infection, but the last episode within the last 1.5 years, no kidney stones, minor incontinence, tongue nocturia, wears padding, minor edema, denies activity-related cramps, no ulcers, no discolor of the toes. She is unsteady but no recent falls. She mentioned being ill about a year and a half. Sounds like probably CHF decompensation, was on oxygen, presently not, to be tested for sleep apnea. Husband mentioned to her that she snores. There is arthritis of the shoulders, but presently no anti-inflammatory agents. Uses Tylenol and Tramadol. Has restless legs. Other review system negative. Next paragraph, past medical history, hypertension, atrial fibrillation. Denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. Denies peripheral vascular disease. She's not aware of coronary artery disease. Question CHF. No TIS, stroke, or seizures. Denies liver abnormalities. There is prior uric acid gout, but no kidney stones. Has received blood transfusion in the past for anemia. Denies active gastrointestinal bleeding or liver disease. Paralysis of insomnia, lactose intolerance, hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, reported side effects to Coumadin. Next paragraph, surgeries including hysterectomy, tubes and ovaries, benign condition, total thyroid removed, benign condition, bilateral lens implant and carpal tunnel, never had a colonoscopy. She did have electrocution when she bite an electrical cord when she was years old, multiple procedures on the right side of the face from very young to around 12 years old. Excuse me, to around 9 years old, about 12 procedures altogether. Next paragraph, never smoke, no alcohol, 5 children, 2 pass away from heart problems, 3 alive, no kidney disease. Next paragraph, present medications, allopurinol, Bumex, Coric, clonidine. Norvas, vitamins, Requip, Tramadol, Synthroid, Xarelto, ARV, Valsartan. Next paragraph, present weight 197, comes in a wheelchair, 60 inches tall. Blood pressure 140 over 70 on the left, 146/74 on the right. She has cloudiness of the cornea on the right side, the lens implant on the left, 2 teeth left on the bottom on the left side, no mucosal abnormalities, no dentures, decreased hearing, normal speech, does have JBD, no palpable neck masses or thyroid, no localized wheezes, irregular rhythm AFib, rate less than 90, no pericardial rap gallop, overweight of the abdomen, but no ascites, tendon mesomasis, osteoarthritis, deformity of the hands, bilateral edema, wrapping. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries, December, creatinine 1.05, appears to be baseline for the last 1 year, GFR 51 stage 3, normal potassium acid base, minor low sodium, normal albumin calcium, minor increased alkaline phosphatase, other liver function tests were normal, normal thyroid, 1+ of protein in the urine, no blood. At that time, there was probably infection in the urine with enterococcus fission. Repeat urine analysis, trace of protein, no blood. A1C, presently 5.5, previously 6.6. There has been anemia around 10.5, 11. Next paragraph, prior imaging, CT scan abdomen and pelvis. This is from November. Heart enlarged, normal liver, incidental gallbladder stones, no obstruction, chronic pancreatitis calcification, normal spleen. Kidneys are small, atrophic, nodular, question stone without obstruction, cyst, incompletely characterized. There was a question, thickening of the posterior bladder. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, not symptomatic, no indication for dialysis. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. We need to update imaging because of these stones and prior calcified abnormal cyst. Present blood pressure is acceptable. Anemia has not required EPO treatment. Present potassium acid base, nutrition calcium is normal. Phosphorus needs to be part of the chemistries, including PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. Update urine for proteinuria. All issues discussed with the patient. Continue to follow.